بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salam and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Continuing the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, قال الله عز وجل يا بني إسرائيل, O children of Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, وأوفوا بعهدي, أوفي بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. We have covered this, I believe. This was discussed, right? Yes, this was discussed. Okay, but it's good that we read it, so we go to 41 now. Then Allah said, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ. And believe in that, still the addressing to the children of Israel, and believe in what I have sent down, confirming that which is with you, and be not the first to disbelieve therein, and buy not with my verses a small price, and fear me and me alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the children of Israel and telling them to believe. To believe in what? Bima anzaltu. To believe in what I have sent down. This is in reference to the Quran, which Allah sent down on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that this Quran, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, confirming that which is with you, meaning it is confirming to that which is mentioned in the Torah and in the Injil, the Gospel, from the descriptions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as of the descriptions of the Quran which he will bring. Also, in addition, so we have two things now mentioned. First, confirming that which is with you, number one, with you from the descriptions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your books. Secondly, from the descriptions of the Quran which he will bring forth. And thirdly, because the Quran is confirming what they have witness of the Torah, or to the Torah and to the Injil, that the Torah and the Gospel are the truth from Allah. The Torah and the Gospel are the truth from Allah. Of course, when we say that, we mean in their original forms. So therefore, the Quran attests to two things. Attests to that which is informed by the Torah and the Injil. And secondly, it attests that the Torah and the Injil are true. And therefore, the Quran clearly is evidence that Allah sent down the Torah and sent down the Injil, and this is a testimony that they are true. So much of the descriptions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and of the Quran were mentioned in the Torah and the Injil, to the degree that they knew of Muhammad as they knew of their own children. Then Allah tells them, وَلَا تَكُونُوا, warning them, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ, وَلَا تَكُونُوا, the next statement, and be not the first to disbelieve therein. meaning it is not fitting for you while you know the truth, and you know that this is the truth, that you be of the first to disbelieve therein. And don't buy وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, and buy not with my verses, the Torah and the Injil, a small price, that is getting a small gain by selling my verses. Don't seek prestige and leadership and the like buying that a small price, because the children of Israel they disbelieved because they sought this lowly life. Otherwise, if they would have followed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would have been on top and they would have been given their reward twice. But because of their envy and of their seeking the prestige and leadership, and that since they were considered the people of the book, they became envious of the Prophet ﷺ and ended up not believing in him. Allah still warns them, telling them, وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ, and fear me and me alone. Taqwa, وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ. Taqwa, what does it mean? It means taking protection from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal by complying with His commands and abstaining from His prohibitions. This is the meaning of taqwa. The meaning of taqwa, taking measures of protection from the punishment of Allah by executing His commands and abstaining from His prohibitions. In the previous verse, which was verse 40, Allah said at the end of that verse, وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ, and you should have intense fear from me. And here Allah said, وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ, and here, and have taqwa. In the first one, there is a command for them to stick to the Sharia, and that they shouldn't disobey that, oppose it not by disobedience. In this one, when Allah is telling them, وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ, have taqwa, is again commanding them to stick to the Sharia, however not to oppose it, neither in the command nor in the prohibition. Points of benefit. Benefit number one. Benefit number one, that it is incumbent upon the children of Israel to believe in the Quran, which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought from Allah, because Allah said, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, believe in that which I sent down and which confirms that which was with you. Second point of benefit, that the kafir is addressed with Islam. The kafir is addressed with Islam. The question, however, is he addressed to comply with the details of Islam? Meaning, is he or should he be addressed to perform zakah, perform salah, give charity, all the details of Islam, the branches? The answer, This is to be detailed. The answer is detailed as follows. If you mean addressing him to comply with the details, no, because he must believe first, then he perform them next. That's why, where is the evidence for this? The evidence is in the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to the people of the Book in Yemen. He told Mu'adh, you are coming to a people of the Book, call them to the Shahada, and la ilaha illallah, that no right, there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Then he told him, فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَاعُوا لِذَٰلِكَ, if they comply with that, فَأَخْبِرْهُمْ, then tell them, أَنَّ اللَّهَ, that Allah ordained upon them 5 prayers in every day and night. So they are not to be addressed, commanded to do these actions. We don't say to the kafir, come and pray. We address him to accept Islam first. So this is the first thing. The second, however, if you intend by the term addressing that they will be punished for these branches and for these details if they die on kufr, then this is true. What is the evidence for this? Listen. 74, 72, or 42, 47. So if you mean by the address is that they will be punished for the branches of Islam if they die on the state of kufr, then yes, they will be. That's why it is said to the criminals, to the disbelievers, what has caused you to enter hell? ما سلككم في سقر؟ قالوا لم نكن من المصلين. They will say, we were not of those who used to offer the prayers. ولم نكن نطعم المسكين. Nor we used to feed the poor. وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين. And we used to talk falsehood with vain talkers. وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين. And we used to belie the day of recompense. حتى أتانا اليقين, until there came to us the death that is certain. Meaning this is their manner until they die. And the point of evidence from these verses is, had it not been the fact that they are addressed, meaning they'll be responsible for the branches of Islam, then they're saying, we were not of those who were used to offer salah and give the poor, then that would be in vain and of no effect, of no value. And high above is Allah about such attribution. Is this clear, inshallah? Is this clear? The third point of benefit is that anyone who buys a cheap price or price for the verses of Allah, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, and buy not with my verses a small price. This, the point of benefit now is, anyone who buys a small price for the verses of Allah, then he has resemblance to the Jews. Then he has a resemblance to the Jews. So, those who study the Islamic legal knowledge for the sake of this life, then they have resemblance to the Jews, because they are the Jews who buy with Allah's verses a small price. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, anyone who seeks knowledge, to attain knowledge from the Islamic knowledge, meaning whereby it is to be sought for the sake of Allah, but rather he seeks it in order to attain a worldly affair or gain, then he will not find the fragments of paradise on the day of resurrection. And this is a problem for many who go to Islamic universities where they seek the degrees in Islamic sciences. There is a problem here. Would they be considered from those who buy a small price with Allah's verses? The answer, this depends on the intention. This depends upon the intention. If the person who seeks these degrees, his only goal is to attain the certificate in order to get a job and a living, then this person had bought a small price for the verses of Allah. However, if he attempts to reach this degree and this rank in order that he will find for himself a place whereby he can benefit the Muslims, then in this case he is not of those who buy with Allah's verses a small price. And the case, because in our times things have changed and people are looked upon in as regard to what degree they have. So if he would utilize therefore this degree in order to attain a good place in society where he can benefit the Muslims, then there is no problem with that. Fourth point of benefit, that all things of this life are really little. And this is exemplified in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa 4:77, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. Short is the enjoyment of this world. The hereafter is far better for him who fears Allah, and you shall not be dealt with unjustly, even equal to fatila. Fatila is a scalish thread in a long slit of a date stone. And from the benefits is the legislations of Allah are from his verses. The legislations of Allah are from his verses, because of the justice and benefits they are qualified with, or that they comprise. Contrary to what people make from man-made laws, they are defective. First, because man's knowledge is short, it's not complete, and they don't comprehend everything that is needed to benefit the creation. Secondly, because benefits are not clear to them, so they may think that which is of no benefit to be beneficial, and the opposite. And thirdly, let us suppose that this person who legislates a rule or a law is the smartest. Let us suppose that he is the smartest person. And most knowledgeable of the affairs of people. It remains, however, that his knowledge is limited to his time and to his place. As to his time, it's obvious, because things change, whereby a benefit to mankind in this time could be the opposite in another time. And also regarding the place, it could be that this legislation done by this person suitable to the affairs of people in their place, yet for another nation in another place it may not be suitable. And that's why, unfortunately, many Muslims went astray by taking the Western or Eastern law systems and make them applicable on the Muslim societies, because the obligation is to judge by the Quran and Sunnah. And it is rather amazing that some people, and we seek refuge in Allah from that, you find them adhering to these systems of laws which were legislated long time ago, tens of years ago, or hundreds of years ago, and their legislators, their people, the people who legislated them, left them, changed them. So those imitators are like those who lick the bones after it's thrown in the garbage. And this is a clear issue. There are system of laws legislated to non-believers, and their affairs changed, and they changed it because their affairs changed. Then some Muslims came and took these leftover systems and started licking them. Allah is telling the Jews not to buy a cheap price for Allah's verses or with Allah's verses. You see, because they were looking for prestige and leadership. The children of Israel used to come to the pagan Arabs telling them, a prophet will be sent, and that we will follow him, meaning the Jews, and we will defeat you. And when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from the lineage of Ismail, they took a different stance. They said, this is not the promised prophet. And thus they bought with Allah's verses a small price, so as to keep their leadership. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned it the other way. They lost their leadership. Not only that, the Muslims opened their lands. Islam spread to the greater Syria, Bilad al-Sham. And Bilad al-Sham is the dwelling place then of the Christians. And also to the land of Iraq, where it was the dwelling place of the Magians. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims victory on all the Jews, the Christians, and the Magians. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now, from this verse, is that the Jews and the Christians are addressed to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, if they say we believe in Allah and the last day, then this is not accepted, and they will not attain what they would like until they believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swore in the hadith where he said, by him in whose hand is Muhammad's soul, none would hear me from this nation, Jew or a Christian, then dies without believing in that which I have been sent with, except that he would be from the companions or the dwellers of fire of hell. And this is in Sahih Muslim. And in this, there is a great admonition for some Muslims who claim that the Jews and the Christians are believers. And they generalize to say that they believe in Allah and the last day, and forget about that's a must for them to believe in the Quran and in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in its final comprehensive form. So this is like deceiving themselves, and this hadith is a very strong evidence against such a futile stance. And from the benefits is that the Quran is sent down from Allah, and that the Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the benefits we can deduce here also is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we affirm for Allah, we affirm transcendence, that He is above creation. Because Allah said, that which I have sent down, and sending down cannot be except from above. Now, point of benefit. The children of Israel, despite knowing the truth that Muhammad is the truth, they didn't believe in him. Although it would have been the fitting thing, they knew the truth about him, but rather they disbelieved. Here Allah said about it, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. Let us have the verse please again. جزاكم الله خير. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. The same verse, 41. And believe in what I have sent down, confirming that which is with you, and be not the first to disbelieve therein. Despite that Quraysh, the pagans, disbelieved before them, But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them don't be the first to disbelieve therein? Since Quraysh did not have a book with them, there was no book revealed to Quraysh. And these, the Jews or the children of Israel, they had a book attesting that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the truth. So they were the first to belie him or to disbelieve him, knowing that he was the truth. Okay, inshallah, on this note we stop, and then inshallah continue later. And before I do that, let me finish with the last point of benefit, and this is the obligation to have taqwa. And taqwa was defined to seek protection from the punishment of Allah by compliance with His commands and abstaining from His prohibitions. Allah also ordered us to have taqwa concerning other things. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and have taqwa concerning a day that you will return to Allah. And also Allah said, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ, and fear Allah, fear the fire which Allah had prepared for the kafirs. So how come then there are other things which we should take protection? Are these things, do these things fall under the taqwa of Allah? Yes. Fearing these things and taking precautions from them is from having taqwa, and there is therefore no contradiction. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.